it's here and now. And for the first time since winning the 1985 World Series, the Kansas City Royals are in the playoffs. They beat the Chicago White Sox yesterday and will take on the Oakland A's in a one-game wild card playoff on Tuesday night in Kansas City, ending the longest active postseason drought of any major sports team in North America. At midseason, though, it looked like Kansas City's sorry streak was likely to continue. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Greg Eklund of KCUR takes a look at the turnaround.
Sunday's regular season finale, a 6-4 victory for the Kansas City Royals over the Chicago White Sox, marked the end of an uphill journey that began in Chicago. Back in July, they came into Chicago after being swept by Boston right after the All-Star break. The losing streak reached 4 when they opened with a loss against the White Sox. That put the Royals 8 games behind the first-place Detroit Tigers in the American League Central. It wasn't what 42-year-old Royals veteran Raul Ibanez remembered when he used to play against them.
Talent-wise, it's one of the best teams in the game, and that's why I feel that the only thing to really justify the talent that's in here is to get into the postseason.
Ibanez, who joined the team in late June, conveyed that message in Chicago during a closed-door meeting. The Royals then reversed themselves by winning the final 3 games of that series. It started them rolling before it culminated with a postseason berth clinched last Friday, again in Chicago.
Obviously, that was a special moment for a lot of us.
That's left fielder Alex Gordon, the longest tenured Royal, along with Billy Butler, the designated hitter. Gordon says the message by Ibanez got through.
I think we're kind of, you know, in the dumps a little bit as far as maybe a confidence-wise, and Raul just kind of lift us up and, you know, said what needed to be said, and which was good for coming from a guy like him.
This is only the 3rd winning season for the Royals since the strike-shortened 1994 season. But in the immediate years, following the World Series championship in 1985, the Royals were contenders. Little did Royals play-by-play announcer Denny Matthews, who has been with the team since day one in 1969, realize that it would take another 29 years for the Royals to taste postseason play again.
You wouldn't have thunk it, would you? But you're right, there were some good teams that the Royals were up against, and they just happened to prevail. And there were some obviously pretty down times and discouraging times, and the fans, I think, got a little tired of hearing, well, we're making progress, we're rebuilding, and all those things.
Chris Othick grew up a Royals fan in Calhoun, Missouri, and remains loyal to them, even if he lives a block away from Wrigley Field, the home of the Chicago Cubs.
You know, it got pretty dark there for a while. I mean, it didn't seem like there was a light at the end of the tunnel, and we kept hearing the same thing every year. I could almost relate to the Cubs fans who were hearing, wait till next year, wait till next year.
The Cubs haven't been to the World Series since 1945, so Royals fans at least have a more recent World Championship to hang their hat on. But for those who weren't around in 85, a 29-year playoff drought was hard to accept. And now they hope for a return to the World Series. For Here and Now, I'm Greg Eklund in Chicago.